topics gonna kind of bleed over into each other. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we'll do it that way.
I'm sorry. That was the fastest that's ever started to record. Usually takes like a minute or two.
Bro, I said they trying to upgrade. Skype is trying to compete now. I love it. Thank you, Skype, for upgrading it and listening to us when we had our concerns. It's pretty dope. First of all, welcome back to us, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. How's everybody doing?
You already know. Large and in charge.
Can't complain.
Okay, cool. I actually got a question. Yo, all right, this is pretty simple. If you could have any video game power, just one, from any video game, what power would it be? And I don't need a reason why. Just tell me what power.
Flash's power from DC Universe.
Pause menu.
Ooh.
I feel like we...
Let me get Wolverine.
Wolverine? Powers. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Yeah, bro, I think... I'm like, Pokemon. I would like a team of six.
And I see got, like, four.
Yeah. Or quick save. The quick save feature. But I'm leaning more towards Pokemon. Pokemon would be the one.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna change by the quick save. Because that'd be perfect.
Bro, I was saying, would it not, though?
Be like, yo.
But I'm like, if I got Mewtwo, then I could just, like...
Be like, yo, I bet you I'd jump off the stage.
Yeah, if I got that, or... Yeah, bro. Like, hey, use psychic real quick. And then just... All right, cool. Or Dialga, Palkia, slow time, all that stuff. Get off.
Just give me Arceus.
I know that. I felt it coming. Someone was gonna say it.
I mean, but, just give me Arceus.
Can't have Jesus. You cannot have Jesus.
No, that's God. And we got
that's God, that ain't Jesus.
We got
it's like God. God is Arceus.
Yeah.
Mew is Jesus. Mewtwo is the Holy Ghost.
No, it's the other way. Mewtwo is Jesus because they both. Yes, huh? Jesus was man and God. Mewtwo is man made.
Segue, y'all.
Yes. Mewtwo is the Holy Ghost.
To too many conversations about like the floods. No. Y'all are done. Cut off for right now. Yeah.
I'm saying. But hey, it's all right. It's been right in front of us. We are religious. And Ash is just us. That's why he never ages.
Remember when Ash got turned to stone?
Wow.
You gotta bring that up.
Wow. It's my villain origin story. She is the problem.
Yo, what's good, everybody? We are the Dope Nerds, and today we are back with another episode. We have a very special guest in the house with us today. But first, let me go ahead and introduce my brothers.
What's up, everybody? I'm Hugh. I handle some of the tech. I'm your resident actor. And of course, I like to slip into whatever like media conversation I can. But before we get started on some of the technical things we're going to talk about today, I want to throw it over to our historian, Hype Man Hybrid, Big Herb.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Big Herb. You already know how we come. We got a banger for y'all. We stay coming. We go hard every time, everywhere. But before I get on my rants, as I usually do, let me go ahead and toss it over to my big bro, Q.
Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm Q, and I'm the host of this podcast. But together we form the Dope Nerds.
Hey, yay!
But remember I said we had a special guest? Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce my baby sister.
Hey.
Indigo Johnson. This is super dope to have her on the podcast with us. So we're going to get into some topics. We're going to have her input. And let me tell you, when we have these conversations, when it's just her and I, they can get kind of heated. So y'all are in for a great episode today. of course, my brothers already know who she is. They've witnessed some of these things as well. So,
fellas, I'm always right.
I'm gonna be honest.
I'm always right.
Oh, here she goes already. I've never heard you say her full name
except
ever.
For the surprise. I'm just saying.
You know what? One day I'm gonna host the podcast crew at my crib, and I'm gonna cook for you. How about that?
And you know what's crazy? I'm also waiting for my box.
You know what? You wasn't. You know what? We'll talk after this.
Beard oils, beard butters. You know, I just be reaching and pulling stuff out of nowhere.
I mean, I'm just
okay. Ryan beard butter.
Go ahead. Speak on that real quick, Dean.
Oh, for real? It was just a joke.
No, go ahead. Speak on it.
Body butters, beard oils, hair growth oils. I don't have none on hand. But yeah, the boys love it.
Yes. She was actually the first sponsor of the podcast. And the name of your business is?
It's Indigo Crescent Beauty. We going under a rebrand. So anything I have, like, I can buy out stock. But new year, new me, we coming with a whole website. It's going to be a whole store downstairs in my basement. It's going to be lit.
All right, that's actually kind of funny, because before we even get to our first topic, when you held it up, it blurted out like some kind of documentary, and I was like, you know.
It's weird. Yeah, okay.
Speaking of documentaries.
Yeah, bro. So, in recent times, there's been a lot of controversy surrounding a Netflix special that was just released. It's a limited series surrounding that guy, Jeffrey Dahmer. Now, the controversy stems from it, the show being too graphic, to the family of some of the victims speaking out and saying this is true, is too traumatic to relive over and over again. Now, Hugh had a very interesting tidbit about this, so pass it over to Hugh real quick.
So, what I did more research. The first time we talked about it, I was like, there's no way that they can use them in perpetuity without getting them paid, because this is, you know, like historical fiction. Mm-hmm. And viewing that, they didn't get a dime. They didn't brief them. They didn't say anything. When they found out is when the world found out. They found out all at the same time. So whatever they did was, you know, straight from, I know Irvin said this, public record, but also any media documentation that was there. So, like, there's a side-by-side comparison. You can just Google it on YouTube, Jeffrey Dahmer side-by-side. Instantly, you'll see even the costumers, the casting, it's so similar because they just had freedom to do whatever they want, didn't have to contact or tell anybody. But what I had brought up before was that there's no way they would have been able to get away with this without having some kind of contract, and they must have broken it. Completely wrong. They did whatever they want because they could.
Yeah, they can, because it's public record. Because it's public record, and it's not like a, if it wasn't a court case,
like an ongoing,
then it wouldn't. Then they would have had to contact the families, get a contract to use their information, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's public record, once it hits the court systems, like, they could do a documentary on me because I've been in courts.
Mm.
And I couldn't do nothing about it. You right. Think El Chapo signed up for a documentary on himself?
I mean, that would be some money. I'm just saying, that would be a good decision.
I wouldn't put it past.
You have the right lawyer. No, you can sue them for this stuff. But I'm pretty sure most of those families don't have the means to sue. So the only thing they can do is get the court of public opinion to try to side with them, to try to get some compensation. And I think it's ignorant. Hulu did the same thing. With Dead Asleep, taking a whole family story and twisting it in the favor of the killer.
Thank you. Twisting it. That's what
was here's the topic. Thing, though.
Like, making it more fiction.
And so. I'm gonna draw your attention to the show Mike on Hulu. Mike is not endorsed by Mike Tyson. However, it is about his life.
Yes.
He does have the means to sue, and he cannot sue because it's public knowledge.
Mm.
Once you make something public knowledge, you give away that right. That's the problem with the age of technology that we live in nowadays.
Right.
Actually,
because Mike Tyson, literally, they admitted it. They said, we took all this information from the Mike Tyson one-man show that he did. He did a one-man show. And they got all their information for this short series on Hulu called Mike.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Which I once Mike Tyson came out and said he wasn't watching it, I knew for a fact I wasn't. Like, he didn't endorse it. I was not watching it.
Right. But it was accurate to his life.
I believe so. I mean, they like to tell those stories. And the same way with this Jeffrey Dahmer. And then, Hugh, I'm going to jump right back over to you, okay? With this Jeffrey Dahmer thing, I watched the first episode. And there were some issues, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But let me pass it back over to Hugh real quick, because I know there was something very interesting. And then I have a couple questions for you guys.
It was just in the acting world, even if you are getting paid for something, if you sign a contract and it's a one time, like even in the news or sometime, if you voluntarily give that info, it becomes open to use. And our age, specifically our generation and half the one before us, like a little bit older siblings, we have recorded everything. That's why we say our generation is the best. Our cartoons are the best because we can show you. That's why we say it. And I forget what it's called, but it's the age of record, or I forgot how it's supported.
The age of stupidity. I'm going to put it that way.
AFE was great, whatever you say.
The thing to touch back into that in the Jeffrey Dahmer series, I don't know how. I mean, I see what you're saying, Irv and Hugh. And Indigo, I see what you guys are saying, but I don't know how they can get away with telling these victim stories without the consent of the family. But I guess the loophole is they're not telling the victim stories. While they do play a part,
they're
telling Jeffrey Dahmer's story. So correct. I guess that's the loophole there. Because
Lifetime has been doing this for years, though. Lifetime has been doing. So I'm sure, 1,000% sure, they're following whatever legal guidelines that Lifetime has. They're following the same thing. I know everybody's seen when they put Michael Jackson out and had that. Never mind.
Well, on a similar note, I was home for a Christmas break once and I saw my college on TV on Lifetime. There is a movie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a movie about a certain fraternity and some... murderer. And I had it because my mom was like, "Don't you go to this school?" I'm like, "Yes." And I'm looking at the TV like, "Ain't that about a?" Like, I didn't even know.
Like, not anymore.
I should have said that.
Never mind. We'll let that one go.
Tell us about
the show. But my question is to you, Hugh. Being an actor, and you know, myself being an ex-actor, if you are trying to break into the industry. And this is the first role that you are offered. Do you take this role? And where does your where is it morally right to take this, accept this role? And where does your personal convictions and morals kick in? Is my question. If that makes sense, if I'm not being too vague with that.
That was a lot, but I got it. Hear me out. I need to see everything. I need to talk with the families involved. I want to know what the debrief is for them too, because I'm not trying to re-traumatize people. I'm not trying to be the new face of a serial killer. I'm not trying to continue the romanticization of serial killers. Like, Netflix has so many documentaries. There are people who are on social medias, who are on dating profile apps, and they say this is their favorite thing. And I'm just like, why is this a thing? There are also adult favoritism, romantically, and et cetera, et cetera. I won't say the word. The
romanticization of
of this specifically and physically. And I'm like, I don't get it, and I don't want to be a part of that. But to take on a role like this, if there was a contract, if I had talked to the family, if I could read through what was happening or go back and see get a full history besides what we got now, absolutely. You know what? Give it to me.
Why now? Why did they decide now to want to tell his story after so many documentaries have been out there? Does social media have something to play with this? Because I am big into murder mysteries, true crime, all of that stuff. And it's real popular on TikTok. So did they try to keep up with the trend and be like, let me find the most sick, one of the most sickest motherfuckers out there?
And then you feel free to cuss, just, you know, keep it within.
Oh, it's just me who I it's a tendency. Fuck it.
Y'all wanted to cherry pick one of the most sickest people out there. And then boom. And use Evan. I love Evan. Love him to death.
Great actor. His face will haunt people's dreams.
What they now, say to him to help now, him land question, that role. Like what was the conversation that you had?
I'm pretty sure, like, as being like an actor, right? So you're always, and we learned, well, I originally heard this from Kyle LaBear, the voice actor of Gohan, is that you're always preparing for the next role.
Mm-hmm.
Your job as an actor is to audition. And Hugh can speak to that mostly because he's continued on the acting career, right? So if your job is to audition, it doesn't, and especially if you're trying to make that and leave that mark in the acting realm, a role like this could really take your career to new heights. So I understand it from that point, but knowing who this man is and knowing what he has done and what he was capable of doing and just the fallout from it, I don't know, I'm kind of rambling here. Do we want to stay here or do we want to move on after this?
We can do our final thoughts because
okay.
There's,
can I say something real quick, Hugh? Go ahead. Here's the thing. Hubie, first off, I owe you an apology. I won't do it on the air. Because since last week, I've thought about this all week, and I've had multiple conversations about this, and I feel like you're right. It reenactments glorify the serial killer. Like, this is my honest opinion after I gave it a tremendous amount of thought. Reenactments glorify the serial killer. However, I will be watching I did watch this past Friday, the tapes of Jeffrey Dahmer.
The real tapes?
Yes, the real tapes.
Yeah.
Those I don't feel like glorify more as long as, not as much as
provide. Information,
yeah, you know what I mean, which I feel like is okay. Indigo, what you said about why now,
from what I can,
but Indigo, what you said about how social media has a play in it, I feel like they have been doing test runs with The Worst Roommate Ever. I don't know if you guys ever seen that one,
I've heard of it,
with John Gacy tapes. I mean, you know, the original Pennywise, let's be honest, that's Pennywise.
Yeah.
All right, so before we get too deep into that, Irv, let me get your final thoughts.
My final thoughts on it is, do I feel like they're right for what they did to the families? No. Did they find a legal loophole? Unfortunately, yes, they did. But
I feel that morally gray area.
This show should not have been done this way. They should have took care of the family.
Okay.
Agreed. Completely agreed.
You?
So, sorry, my camera's being wonky. First of all, it took me a second to realize what you're talking about, but I appreciate you. I appreciate that thought. And I was really quiet last week. These kind of shows bug me. I haven't seen it. I probably won't watch it, but I will go back and look at like the tapes, listen to people's conversations because it sets off some alarms in me. And taking a role like this, like I said, would need a lot of stipulation, but that's all I got for it.
All right, baby sis.
So my final thoughts is I won't be watching it. As much of a true crime buff that I am, that I love listening to the stories. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you how to get away with murder if I needed to. That's just the way my brain works.
We're going
to
talk after the show.
we have to have sit down.
They always say we're desensitized because they don't really put the victim into it. Now I'm watching how the victim must have felt in his last moments. That does something to me as a person versus listening to it or, you know, watching the documentary of other people talking. I don't want to have to feel what they felt going through it. It makes it, I don't want to say real, but you know what I'm saying?
No, no, like, the dramatization, the fictional parts of it, how they make you sit in
that. And I can't sit with that. I could sit with somebody telling me about it, you know, for research purposes and for the true crime podcast and things that I follow. But when you have to see and feel what they must have felt, that put, I can't do it. I can't.
I'll be honest with you, Indigo. When you said desensitization, that's the world we live in nowadays, I feel like.
Okay, oh, yeah. So but
I was afraid of the movie is... Birds growing up. Again? Now you got kids looking up on the dark web how to choke people out.
Yeah, bro, so okay, so my final thoughts on this, and then we'll kind of bleed over into this next conversation. The final thoughts of this is, while it should have been done in a manner of respect. Not what we got, but yes, exactly. Respect for the family and respect for those people who lost their lives due to someone else's insensitivity, which we spoke about on another podcast. There was a podcast episode where we talked about villains and people like that, and Hugh said that sometimes there's a chemical imbalance that people are just missing, and this just happens to be one of those cases. There was something that he was looking for that he could not get from regular means, so he went to the extreme. Definitely a villain.
Fuck out of here! Ain't nobody trying to hear that. Final last piece of thoughts, and then we can move on.
No, here's where it's at. I watched the first episode, and it was very tough for me to get through. Not because of the grotesque nature of it, because, whatever, you know. I understand how acting works. I've been involved in plenty of productions that weren't exactly, you know, my cup of tea. Anyway, horror films, stuff like that. that one was actually done tastefully. That other one, I was a cannibal. So, y'all go ahead. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it. No. That was a good one, though. It was... So, during the first episode, and this is kind of spoiler territory, but it's not spoiler territory because it's well documented that the police see this black man in the middle of the crack era running down the street, no shirt on, screaming, "Help, help, he's trying to kill me." And that part right there was very trigger. I'm sorry, this is a trigger warning. That was triggering to me for the simple fact that as a black man and in these times, these times in the 80s, in that crack era, we were still looked at as second class humans. Right, we were not on the same level as the white man, and you see that all throughout this series, from what I was told, and not just in this series, but it's been documented. So that part was very it was super triggering to me, which leads us into our next point, which is when your hero.
I'm sorry, what?
When you either live long enough to see yourself, you know, die a hero or become the villain.
And I'm sorry.
For me, Kanye West was my
hero. He's mad because he said, okay, I'm going to rephrase it. You either die a hero
or
live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Oh, I thought you were mad about the quote. What's wrong?
I'm mad about the hero comment, period. Who is your hero?
We're talking about Kanye West.
Looney Tunes?
Kanye West. No, you
say Kanye.
You mean a Looney Tune. You look up to a Looney Tune.
Okay. Wow. All right. All right.
Here we go.
All right. Here we go. We're gonna fight.
Pause.
No, we're not.
I missed. All right.
So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
He's been going down here a lot.
Kanye West is one of. Okay. Let's talk about it. Kanye West was or is a fashion mogul, a music icon, a living legend in his own right. But as of recently, he put on a fashion show in Paris to which he wore with Candace Owens, who's a whole nother topic. So I'm just going to skip that part. He wore a White Lives Matter shirt, which obviously had everybody in an uproar because this is Kanye West, the man who made Jesus walk, the man who said,
God, show me the way.
Yeah, George Bush doesn't care about black people live on national television, sacrificing part of his career for it and making himself a pariah. So where that's the man that I looked up to when in terms of music. That was my hero for music and what he stood for at the time. And it all falls down through the wire. Graduation,
bangers,
late registration, college dropout.
I mean, there's no denying that this man is a lyrical genius, and anything he touch is going to become a moneymaker. It's going to become gold. He's like that man with the cloak or whatever. Everything he touched turned to gold.
Oh, but King Midas?
Slowly, yep, he got the King Midas touch. But you also know what happened to King Midas. Anything he touched turned to gold. People, food. And it just drove him insane. And I think that's where Kanye is going. He loves and lives to be a social pariah.
Mm,
if things aren't going his way, he's either going to plead his case to the black people that we're going to get up in arms and we're going, oh, Kardashian is, you stink, whatever. But I see you acting out because your ex-wife chose to move on because you manic and this, that, and third, which the Kardashians are not innocent. They try to drive that man crazy. But the way you're going about things on social media instead of just taking them to court is just too much. So no, we got to bow out. But then you want the white folks to come and bear arms. Like that right there is a token black man.
All right, speak.
White people matter.
Speak on it, Irv.
Okay. I'm not saying the Kardashians are innocent by any means.
They're not.
But not by any means. But I'm gonna quote the late great DMX.
Mm-hmm.
Trust people to be who they are.
Yeah.
Name one Kardashian relationship that's successful.
None of them.
So I mean, don't you think you should learn from books?
We have hope.
No.
All right.
No.
So let me try. Before we get into a bash session, let me go ahead and try to.
First,
let me pass it over to Hugh. Hugh, what was your thoughts on this?
Actually, I didn't know what you meant when we had the small information meeting, but I did see the picture yesterday, and I was like, why? And also, after so, I'm not. The plight is still here. We are still struggling, but. To wear that shirt now and with Candace Owens. What are you trying to do or say?
He want that Caucasian dollar to buy them expensive shoes. What do you mean?
Besides money, like what else is
the
point?
That's what he wants. Money, status, power.
I can't see
controversy.
That. Is that really it? Like, is that all he cares about?
That's it.
Kanye
loves to be the odd man out. You see why Jay-Z and Beyonce fell back? Ain't nothing that man, like I said, will never take away anything that man has done. He definitely has the Midas touch, all his music hit. But when he lost his mind, that man lost his mind. He don't have nothing.
Again, I guess I was being hopeful.
Besides
I...
his kids.
Okay.
He don't have nothing worth holding on to. That's why every son, he got a whole... It seemed, I don't know if y'all seen the clip, but it seemed like a cult to me, the cult of Donda.
All right, hold on. Let me interject here. first, let me say this, and this I don't care if people say I'm pandering. We know that all lives matter. We know white lives matter, but that wasn't the point, Kanye. That was not the point. As someone with a platform as big as yours, you should be able to speak freely and whatever you want. You're absolutely 100% right in that. However, when you are trying to push the issue or say things like, you know, white lives matter, okay, cool. To us, that's like a slap in the face. Because like I said, I named three of your, to me, musical masterpieces from start to finish. In the very beginning, when I used to brought up this topic. Of course, all lives matter. Cool. But right now, in this time and in this climate, we need people like you to speak out on our behalf of the voices, be the voice of the voiceless, to push that agenda forward so we can make some headway and start making that equality conversation more true.
We actually I think this is.
I was going to say, I don't know if y'all seen Kanye already made a statement. He was like, yes. Something about he's entitled to his own political views. Where exactly. Was y'all when they was keeping me from my kids? He's doing this to get attention and sympathy in, from the wrong people.
Let's see, I have an actual...
Take your medicine, Kanye. It's fine. I look at it on a daily basis.
While I just said what I just said, I also looked at it very differently, though. You know what I mean? And this... And for Kanye West, I don't think it's more so of an attention grabbing thing. I mean, the Irv left. No, I think it's more so of a thing to push revenue. Because I mean, one thing that he will tell you himself is that he's a genius, right? So when you start looking at things from a marketing standpoint, by aligning yourself with a certain group of people, you are definitely bound to, and that goes back into that question. When you do morally gray things, I know that's one of Hugh's, it should be his catchphrase, just get on a t-shirt or something. When you do morally great things, you stand to make more money on one side and another. That's why you hear a lot of people say, oh, they crossed over or they sold out.
For my theater folks, that Aaron Burr, when you sit on the fence just so you can see both sides, literally.
Yeah. And so now what is the thing that's going on right this second? Adidas is taking his brand and they're repurposing it to fit whatever they want, right? So how else can I get money? Well, money is mostly spent where?
Was it Adidas or is they mad that, what's his name, Kris Jenner went and got her child aligned? I thought that was the reason that he was mad the first time. Instead of the Kris Jenner's doing, or the whole little kids doing a collaboration with Uncle Kanye, she went through Kanye, went straight to Adidas and got her kids aligned. That's what I thought was what happened.
But that's Adidas' thing. Okay, so Adidas is taking the Yeezy brand and basically saying that he cannot do this. He cannot take his brand and go somewhere else because he signed a contract, right? So the contract says whatever it says in it. I didn't read it. I didn't need to. But he's been fighting for like the last month or so on Instagram to get his brand and have full ownership of his brand, not a partnership. And with a partnership, 9 times out of 10, they mean, hey, we'll produce this for you, but we own majority of it and you still have your piece of it. So it's not actually 50-50 from what I was understanding of it. So they tried to clone his shoes, so he was not having it. But right now he's trying to purchase his material to put it out on his own. So where are you going to make the most money at? How are you going to make another $1 billion?
Not only that, who's going to help you get this done?
Actually, this is funny. We had a conversation prior to this about how things are seemingly coincidental, or is it actually a conspiracy? How he's doing this now, but he needs money for that's happening, right? So is he trying to promote without promoting it? Because all publicity is good publicity, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just something.
That's just a saying.
that's just something I
No, I'm just saying it is what it is. When you get to a certain level to where can't nobody tell you shit, and you're just one of those people in general,
that's one of his songs.
Can't nobody tell you shit. It sure is. When you get to that type of level, there's literally, you're going to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, no matter if the public outcry is negative, people still have their name. We're talking about making this man more relevant.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and
you move got what book. You wanted when Pete separated, this last thing I'm saying, when Pete separated from Kim, you got what you wanted, but that still was not enough. Mm. Still wasn't enough.
Okay.
You have every means to take that woman to court to get your custody of your kids if that's what you choose to do. But you played yourself. They have well documented that you are not mentally capable.
We saved most of the mental health for either at the beginning or the brother to brother, just because we lose a lot of folks. Not like we want to pander to certain people, but just so we can help share the information completely and educate.
He don't want help. I want him to get help.
Not him.
Our listeners. I'm
want that man to get help. I love me some Kanye, but
yeah, right. So, final thoughts on this subject. I'll go ahead and start. For me, I'm looking at it as a cash grab, real quick, so he can get his ownership proper. You know what I'm saying? Would I go this route? No, but this is a strategic part of business, especially nowadays in the shock value age of information. So, Hugh?
My final thoughts? Why? Y'all may have answered that, but I'm just... Why?
That's why it. What?
Mm.
Well, we ended on Kanye. Why did he do it?
We're still on now? Kanye.
We're ending it, yeah.
Can't be laughing at me. Indigo.
He was having technical. He texted me. We were having technical difficulties. I was trying to figure.
He was like,
"All right, so let me." Let me go ahead and pass it over to Indigo, and then we gonna come right to you.
Okay.
He is a genius. He know how to keep his name relevant. That's all I'm gonna say. He not really crazy. He playing crazy. But Kanye, take your medicine, please. Whatever they prescribing you, just take it. You feel better. I swear to God, when you wake up, you'll feel a lot better.
Yeah. All right.
First off. First off.
Hell, I feel better.
All right. I feel like that's personal experience, but whatever, you know, I'm just gonna jump over that. So like I was saying, okay, I'll make a comparison.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye is like Goku.
How?
Speak on it. Speak on it, because I'm seeing it.
Let me hear this.
Goku is a genius when it comes to one thing, correct?
Yes.
Fight you.
Go ahead and say yeah.
Okay, because I'm trying to give you a cop out here, bro.
Hold up.
That's a bold statement here.
It got lost right now, but we'll find you through the storm, man.
Okay, all right. Bring us home, please.
So Goku is good at one thing, fighting and getting stronger, correct? That's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Kanye is a very, very talented musician, artist, and businessman.
Mm-hmm.
He sucks at personal relationships. Remind you of anybody?
Breach.
Oh, okay.
Mind you, anybody?
Okay. Well, he did. He did say black people were the Saiyans.
He ain't raised not man.
He did say that.
I also think it's disrespectful to Kanye to compare him to Goku, because Goku had 3 or 4 lifetimes to get it right.
Hey, depends on what this man might be reincarnated. You never know. Amen.
Okay, so I'm not too mad at that comparison. I still feel like it's very disrespectful, but we'll get into that a little bit later. We'll get into that a little bit later. Next up, yo. Did everybody get a chance to see Intergalactic?
Yes, sir.
I got no.
Okay. All right. Dale, did you get to look at it at all? Hold on.
No.
Okay, so you
might as well just leave. I'm gonna spoil everything.
Go ahead, spoil it, because I'm that type of ADHD person that's gonna forget everything you said and still go back and watch it. And like 10 minutes into, oh, this is what he was talking about.
Okay, so let me go ahead and introduce this. Intergalactic, a new series from one of my favorite artists of all time, one of the greatest artists in the last 10 years, not just according to me, but according to Billboard Top 100s, other artists in the industry, other high-level artists in the industry, a couple publications, and fans of all kinds, right? Kid Cudi. He dropped Intergalactic finally. We've been talking about it behind the scenes for about a year now. It was a Netflix special, a Netflix original, about an hour long. And also, that was on last Friday. It also, he dropped an album with it that also went number one, Intergalactic, okay, the soundtrack.
Kid Cudi coming back.
Okay, Q, I'm going to have to stop you right there. That terminology drop, you can't drop something when it's that high on a pedestal, bro. It is amazing. One of my top pieces of media consumed in the last decade. That's it.
Are you serious? You?
Yes.
Oh, you not okay, see my notes? Well, yeah, bro. Okay. Hey. Man, another Kid Cudi fan.
The best media?
You froze, but I assume you said decade.
That's the best media?
Some of the best media I have consumed in the last decade.
So you listened to the album too?
I downloaded it. Okay, I haven't listened. I didn't have time. I just
watched. You're being highly disrespectful.
How am I being disrespectful?
Okay.
Pilot. Did you not watch it too?
Yeah.
You obviously watched the wrong thing. All right. You need to get it on the right website because you watched the wrong thing, sir.
All right, Hugh, go ahead. We'll come. We'll start with you.
I love how Indigo just muted her, so she's like, I can't please. Hold on.
I'm still going to watch it no matter what you say. I'll probably put that on as soon as I get off.
No,
I'm looking for something to watch. Yeah. So continue. You'll enjoy. Don't mind me.
It's out there. My notes are in like chronological movie order, but for the most part, like the transitions were smooth as hell. Beautifully done. The art style being very familiar to what we looked at with Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Very different, though, because there are some black and white things that are a nod to someone at the very end, Virgil Abloh, fashion designer, his black and white stuff. We'll get to that. But
rest in peace.
Yeah. The one-liners, the quotes, the characterizations without being stereotypes, at least in a complete sense, and the nods and the nuances, everything. I loved it. I don't know where to start. I have so many things to talk about. I have a chapter here. Chapter 2 was my favorite.
All right, so we might have to do a full breakdown. That'd probably be a live stream, but let me jump over here. Yeah, we gonna come back to you.
Yeah,
go ahead, Irv.
So I did enjoy it. Let's get that out of the way. Beautifully done. The rendering, as me and Q was talking about earlier, was not good. It was not good to me. They seem more robotic in movement than in Into the Spider-Verse. It's the same art style, same.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I enjoyed that. Here's my question, and I'm going to say it. Anybody notice that they just randomly pull out joints out of nowhere?
It wasn't out of nowhere, bro. He had
Random
pockets. He had a khaki jacket.
Cuz
put like 3 or 4 down old girl's dress.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
I'm like, what is you doing, bro? That's not where those go.
He's a businessman. I don't know if y'all pay attention to the after.
Yes. Obviously, I'm a huge Kid Cudi fan. Huge Kid Cudi fan. It's been that way since A Kid Named Cudi, the mixtape. He's one of my biggest influences when in terms of making my music, to the point where people are like, dude, I can see where he's coming from with the Kid Cudi influence. But anyway, long story short, I enjoyed it so much. I paused certain parts and just savored the moment because it was that damn good to me. The storyline reminds me a lot of us three,
bro. I was
where I'm not gonna tell y'all who y'all are. But I will say, Irv, you are definitely Ty Dolla $ign. You are the dude with the dreads.
Uh huh.
For a fact. But that's neither here nor there. And then when I listened to the music on the during the play, the first playthrough of the movie, I'm like, oh my god, this, wow. I'm a little mad that he didn't use more of his old stuff too. Then I heard the album, and as soon as I heard the album, I immediately ran out to go tweet, yo, I did not know I needed a Kid Cudi 2 Chainz collab, but I'm so glad that I got one. So glad that I got one. The whole experience, because that's what it is at this point. The whole experience for me, A+.
I'm gonna give it an A. The reason being is I just didn't like the rendering on it. Everything else was beyond perfect. I love the storyline. I love the voice acting. I love character designs. Mr. Rage, come on now. Mr.
Rager, bro. I want stickers.
Bro.
Well, voiced by the GOAT, by the way.
Yes.
Bro, I have his name here, but I didn't even recognize him. I just looked at the IMDb, Keith David. Like, it took me a second. I was like, bro, yo.
Shout out to Keith David. He has done some amazing voiceover work in the history of his career. Plus, he's a phenomenal actor. The only thing that kind of messes up the movie, the experience. I'm gonna agree with you. That's an experience because I haven't listened to it. However, though, the whole thing would be considered an experience in my eyes. What kind of messes up the experience is the rendering.
See, I understand that, and I can agree with that. Except, I liked it that it was slower, that it didn't try to be both. It stayed in its frames per second. It was so low, 24, I think. It doesn't matter right now, because it reminded me of.
I definitely think this is puppets. You say what?
I forget what the Brazilian puppets are called. Or.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes. What the hell? I'll figure it out. Let's give it to me in a different language. That's not what I mean.
We'll put it in the description. But
Marionette.
There, yeah. But this one is definitely a stoner comedy. Definitely a stoner comedy. With a slight coming of age story. You know what I mean? Like that transition between Remember You As to that the person that you are now. And that was kind of telltale without spoiling it by a few people in there. They wanted you to be a certain way, but you just aren't that way anymore. And then you have like the new challenges and everything from people pressuring you to go in this direction. But you're trying to, you know, stay true to who you are and finding yourself. So I really like that aspect. And with that character, Jabari, I saw a lot of myself in. I also saw a lot of my, you know, every character in there. Just the sheer craziness and random people. And the one dude.
Hey, bro, you want
the one dude, hey, bro, you want to hold this real quick? So, all right, cool.
Bro, but no, the crazy part is I was really just thinking about Hubie being old boy with the dreads. The ice story.
The ice story. Yes, yes, yes.
The ice came into the house. And I feel like if any one of us was going to experience some shit like that, it'd be Hubie.
I actually have some stories to share with y'all since we've been gone, but
Give me
2 minutes. Funny that you mentioned it. But all right, so without spoiling anything, I'm gonna just say this and I'm gonna be done until we get to our final stuff. Hold on. One of my favorite parts where I was like, are you sick? I swear I said blood clot and I said it right this time. That's what I said in my head.
Yeah, but all right. So final thoughts on this, and then Indigo, we gonna be jumping into another topic that you can speak on. And then
not yet. We got one in between.
Yes, yes. I ain't forget. Final thoughts, gentlemen. Well, rating. Herb, you said
I'm gonna say A as well. I want to say A plus because I will rewatch this several times. Just I can't share it with everybody, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's gonna stay at an A for now. Maybe after I watch it four more times, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'm going with the A plus. It would be a A plus plus. I mean, not, and this might be a little biased, but it might be an A plus plus if I was watching it under the influence. If I still partook in the festivities.
I agree.
Should that day ever come? I'm calling both of you gentlemen.
That and Scott Pilgrim.
I will call both of you gentlemen and let y'all know if it's an A++. Oh, Scott Pilgrim, yes. Oh, and Across the Universe too. You gotta watch that. Across the Universe.
You want me people to cry, bro. All right.
Yeah, bro. And I remember the first time watching it, it was trippy. I was completely not under the influence of anything
particular substance.
Yes. And was still felt as if my brain had melted.
Speaking of universes.
Yes. Definitely. Okay. All right.
Gentlemen.
I don't even want to bring this up.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So, Indigo, go ahead, turn your mic back on, please.
Time out. Before we go any further on Intergalactic, did anybody catch it?
Let me look through.
Yeah. Bruh. soon as I heard it, I'm like, oh, bruh. Where are y'all at? I called you. I knew Hugh was busy because I had talked to him the night before.
Yeah.
And so as soon as I heard, I called you. I'm like, oh, hey, bro, you're you had that big audition. So
yeah. Hey. Yeah,
we'll let you tell that here in a few. But I don't even want to bring this next topic up.
We got to, because it's going to hurt my heart.
All right. So recently on social media, they have been making rounds they have been making rounds with this image of Dragon Ball in a Disney style, saying that Disney might acquire the rights to Dragon Ball series and tell that story in a Disney animation style. I could not find any supporting evidence about this, but yeah. Let's talk about it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
let me show you the image. I'm gonna send it to everybody's phones. Just give me one second.
Please let them know. There will be riots in the street.
This will be the thumbnail, by the way.
Oh, I hate you. Did you take a picture of that ugly face I had?
No. This picture I'm gonna send you guys.
Okay. To me. My mouth was agape because it's the first time I'm hearing of this. I don't know how
somebody said, and I quote, "We don't want this ugly ass Goku."
Bro, what is this?
They said ugly.
Why?
Bro, and I will tell you this. You know how they bullied the producers to change Sonic?
And yes. She-Hulk.
We gonna bully the fuck out of Disney.
I will boycott. Are you kidding me?
Bro,
I love Dragon Ball.
That look like Dario.
I love Disney.
That look like Dario.
But for those who don't know, Dario is my nephew.
Like when he wake up in the morning, his hair all tow up. If it was a little bit longer, this would be. It just looked like a light skinned child. I'm just gonna put it that way.
Okay, go ahead,
bro.
No,
Disney has no business in the anime business.
No, absolutely.
It's a no
not.
For me, dog.
Yeah. Hell, Netflix barely got reason to be doing anime.
Oh, hold up. Netflix been that killing the game.
That nappy wig that they put on that man on Full Metal Alchemist.
Nah. Oh, you talking about live action?
Yeah. Oh, you talking about live action.
Okay. Yeah, okay. We agree with you. You didn't have
to. After that, we're talking about. Well, I did like Sword Guy.
So I would be remiss if I don't bring this up.
Sword Guy is dope.
It was.
There they go.
I couldn't find nobody else that was dope.
Yep. Yeah. All right, hold on, because we can get into the anime here in a second. But I would be remiss if I don't bring this up. There has been a petition going around from an actor who played in a movie that we shall not name, but I have to name it for those of y'all who don't know. But the Goku from Dragon Ball Evolution. Excuse me. Dragon Ball. I'm sorry, trigger warning. Dragon Ball. Evolution. The actor from that movie.
Can you
Dragon
call Ball him that?
Evolution has started a petition to allow him to redeem himself for that monstrosity of a movie.
I have a question. Time out. Let's talk about it. You brought it up. So let's talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. Two things. One, I feel like he would be okay for a Dragon Ball Z Goku.
No.
That's
who is that?
That's him.
What's his name?
So, yeah, obviously he's not gonna look like that.
Justin Chatwin
in the movie. He's not gonna look like that in the movie.
I'm telling you, absolutely not.
No, he don't look like that.
I'm saying there's so many like people out there that anybody else, y'all could train somebody to be.
He has the build of Goku in Dragon Ball Z in the first episode.
And I hope he gets struck
before Raditz. Okay.
That particular go to hell.
I mean,
before Raditz.
That was then.
The thing I could say about Dragon Ball Evolution that was actually kind of all right was Piccolo and his appearance. That's about it. And Yamcha. Okay. Yamcha was pretty good, but
since
Dragon Ball Z was done in like M. Night Shyamalan did Avatar: The Last Airbender. Dragon Ball Evolution, let me say that. Dragon Ball Evolution was done like M. Night Shyamalan did and Avatar The Last Airbender. Ooh, that was
that
tough to
gel
get.
That they, here go the picture. Why y'all smash all that gel in that man's hair like that?
But it didn't make any sense compared to, and we had Kyle Aber on, and he said,
like
yo.
The Zequel, that little boy that say zoom, 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 boom, 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 that's what he looked like. He got the hair like that.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Talk about throwback Thursday, but it's Saturday, so it's okay. So when you threw me all the way off with that. when all that took place, man, with M. Night Shyamalan, Kyle Bear came on and he said, yo, it would be kind of cool if they got me for the narrator. And that would have been and for that movie for Dragon Ball Evolution, and I thought it was pretty cool. Like, oh well, yo, what if they did that? And then they said that the studio that produced, and then he said that the studio that produced Dragon Ball Evolution didn't want anything to do with the actual side of Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, and now Dragon Ball Super. So they completely went left field with that one.
Now, okay, that's what my question. When do you stop blaming the actor and blame the production?
I blame everybody.
Thank you.
He should have never auditioned for it.
No, that's not fair.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Definitely not fair.
That's not fair.
Because if I would have saw auditions for Dragon Ball, I'd have been there too.
let them say, hey, Hubie, you're going to be Goku. You ain't going to be like, no.
No, you signing papers.
No, signing, it's keep done. I'm in it. I'm gonna give you the trailer.
You know damn better, but I do blame production because they could have came harder. They was just
they was horrible. Had, they did a horrible job with the writing.
Confused, but I know
There are many talents.
The cultural appropriation was definitely missed.
Time out. It kind of did sprinkle a couple of those white people.
I know, like, that they historically make most of their movies based off of Western, like, for instance, Yu Yu Hakusho. Come on now. Hey. If I'm watching that live action, I do not want to see.
You're right.
I don't want to. I want to see.
You're messy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not even trying to be funny. If I'm watching that, because that's how you drew the characters, you need to find people that look like that.
EA is my favorite character.
What your boy say? He said a mulberry is a tree and crowbar is a man, and I'll show it to you. I was like, I don't know what that means, but he made that shit.
Yeah, bro.
He made that shit,
and then got sanded
with the quickness. Cause teleport, he just illusioned over the wall. Yeah.
But hey, no, honestly, bro, like I don't think Disney should touch this one if they had plans to. I mean, obviously,
the only way they could do it, I think, is if they got the Marvel treatment and it was involved, like everyone from the team who did the anime was also involved, in my opinion. That's the only way it's going to work.
There are
let me ask y'all this. Would y'all want a live action Dragon Ball movie?
Yes.
Or Dragon Ball Z?
Yes.
It would be nice.
I'll tell you which one.
Okay.
I want Cell Saga. You know why? I'm not going no further.
What? I thought you were talking about movies.
Yes, a live action Dragon Ball Cell Saga movie.
She just said Cell Saga. I thought you meant the movie. I was going to say Lord Slug. Like the Tree of Might. I would see that.
Broly.
Okay.
Or you know what? Give me Bojack.
Bojack, okay, I feel like that's shots fired a little bit.
He was, because he knows I haven't seen it.
But I'm just saying, I say it for two reasons.
You see how they treat me, Indigo? You see?
I say it for two reasons. I'll tell you two reasons. One, bop. Two, Teen Gohan is Super Saiyan 2 in that movie.
That's dope. Also, I feel like that bop pop was Yamcha without even seeing it. No, I don't know why.
That bop was shots fired, motherfucker.
Feel like personally I want the Saiyan Saga because my favorite character gets introduced in that. So
how's your favorite character Darth Vader, but you like Saiyan so much? Like Gaara and Darth Vader don't mix.
Oh, they mix perfectly.
They're always in pain together and they have a suit on at all times.
Gohan's a bitch.
Gohan's a school shooter. I said it. Gohan's a school shooter.
What's wrong with y'all?
I just wanted to be the villain.
Okay. There's a lot of Gohan slander here.
Gohan, that his mom, I want to choke the shit. If I could jump through cartoon, I would choke the shit out of Chi-Chi. There would be no more her.
Me too, but then there would be a third one.
He was supposed to supersede everything. This man running around the cloak, talking about, I'm Super Saiyan, man. Like, you don't get your small ass out of here.
Hey.
Nobody caught that? I caught it, Hugh.
Thank you.
I got it.
I'm more partial
to Bulma or Launch. You know what I'm saying? Because Launch is bipolar as shit, and I don't know. It's something about toxic women. We had a whole podcast about it. We will have a whole podcast about it. toxic women in animation that we had crushes on. So we want to look out for that. Disney.
Yes, that was a segue. I was trying to like.
Disney don't need to touch it. Get that to somebody else that got hands.
Yep.
Disney literally owned everything, and no.
Nah. Okay.
Absolutely not.
Yep. Speaking of Disney, just going on to the next subject. I told y'all. I hate to say it, but I told y'all.
What?
Hey.
Are you sure?
Hey, Hugh. Hey Hugh, would you like to be in the next would you like to be in Deadpool 3?
Let me be an extra in a Marvel movie so I can say
Talk about it. Hugh Jackman is coming back to play Wolverine once again. And I couldn't be more excited. You can hear it in my voice, people. Fellas, I know we kind of missed this one. unfortunately. Anyways, but let's go ahead and talk about it real quick, and then we'll go jump into our last subject and go ahead and wrap them out of here, because I know
one thing. I love Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman's friendship. I can appreciate them trolling us all these damn years. I can appreciate. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie, I did cry when he killed the professor. That movie old. No. The movie old as shit. It's old as hell.
It doesn't mean you can spoil it. I've been dodging it for years. Why you gotta be the devil, bro? Huh? I've been. Oh my god.
You know you cried too. I was in the movie theater crying on that. Literally, boo hoo.
Okay. Like, all right.
Child. Now y'all go ahead. I turn my volume down.
Yes. I know me. Jalen and you all talked about it.
Cried. All
right, go ahead.
And then when he passed away.
All right. There you go.
Hmm.
Oh, I said our. Okay, all right. My bad.
Hmm.
Oh, by the way, that what was it? Zoop?
Zoop? What?
Is it called, Dan?
Oh, the Zupa Toscana?
Yeah. Delicious. Delicious.
Oh, hey. You almost ain't have it. I was about to eat it.
Hey, I told
you. Yeah,
y'all,
bro. I'm glad you didn't, because it came in handy. Came in clutch for lunch one day.
And the dinner. Wings is good.
But nachos. You, yeah, she throw down in the kitchen. But let me go ahead. Pass it over to Hugh real quick.
For the trailer.
Can you hear me?
We talking about DP3?
Yes.
Okay, because I was like, we're not about to end the show. We can't start off with the cannibal and end with food. That's not, no.
That's a pork butt in my fridge.
Mm-mm. We lost
one. Oh, Jesus. Mm. So actually, Herb is having some technical difficulties.
But you know what? I'm excited, even though I'm behind in the movies. The X-Men were my favorites. I watched them by myself. I watched them with my aunt. I need to go back and rewatch some because I just don't remember them. And the ones that I didn't watch, like the one you try to spoil for me, I've been avoiding spoilers for decades. Don't ask me how.
That was Logan I was talking about.
I still haven't seen that one either. You see?
No! Yeah. No! I waited years. You can't.
All right, so.
I survived.
Yeah, Logan was good. I've seen every last one of them. Obviously, I'm a big X-Men fan. Excitement level?
11.
15. Anything they touch together, I love it. I'm glad that he's coming back. After a hard pandemic, this is what we needed. All you comic book and nerds and stuff.
Sorry.
What are your thoughts, Q? You didn't give a rating yet. That's what I was going to say.
No.
Excitement.
Yes. No. I actually missed a bunch of that because of technical difficulties, which, go figure, we have them right towards at the end of the podcast. I'm super excited for this.
Scale one. We had that
podcast earlier. I'm sorry. I missed a whole bunch of stuff.
Hey. Shimmy on it.
Okay, we're back. All right, cool. Nice. Gavin, 1 to 10. My excitement level's out of 10.
You can go above that. I said mine was at a 15.
I just heard random numbers, so I was like, what? What does 11 and 15 mean? Bruh, my excitement level's out of 10. My hope is that this opens the door for him to pass the mantle a little bit, because I know he didn't want to do it because of his physicality of the role itself. Although Hugh Jackman is my Wolverine.
But then Hugh Jackman, I mean, he always going to be my Wolverine. Like, damn whoever else. It took me a minute to even accept James McAvoy, you know, and Uncle Charles. I grew up with Uncle Charles. You know, but it took me a minute to accept
Uncle
him.
Phil?
No, Uncle Charles. Charles Xavier? James McAvoy, or not James McAvoy, whatever his last name is, James.
Yeah,
it took me a minute to accept him. I wasn't ready, but they did it so flawlessly. Him, Magneto, it was Chef's kiss.
Yes.
Oh. What? I missed that.
You missed a bunch, man.
Oh, hell.
I'm glad you're back. And I'll tell you why after the podcast. But so everybody, I think we're all in agreement that
I was under a rock. I'm gonna tell you that.
Oh my god!
I think it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be super dope. And to see these two share the screen finally after years and years of speculation and wants and wishes from fans. Well, share the screen again in a Wolverine Deadpool type deal. The other thing, and last but not least on my list, this is probably the most important thing on the list that we've talked about in such a long time, is Black Panther Wakanda Forever trailer number 2 just dropped.
And I have not seen it yet. I have not. I didn't even hear it drop. I was so caught up with...
Well, I'm about to get spoilers.
I had surgery, so I've been recovering.
That's so old. You had your phone? I'm just playing.
I was asleep. I'm going to go... You can go ahead and spoil it because...
No, that's...
My hope is that they let Killmonger be the new Black Panther. I feel like he's not dead. He need to be in the movie. He need to have his whole redemption arc since my baby Chadwick done went on the glory.
Well, okay. So as of right now, we still don't know who. Well, we know.
A great inkling.
Yes. But the newest trailer that just released, we get to see Namor in his glory. And as soon as I saw that, I waited a couple days for other people to talk about it, but we get to see Namor the Submariner in his glory with his common accurate powers. However, a recent report that just came out, fairly recent report that came out saying that he is not the king of Atlantis. He is actually the king of a different place. But when Atlanta. I saw name, no, and they took, and remember we talked about on when we first talked about the trailer, Hugh, we talked about the gumbo that is, you know, this movie where they're taking the influences from all different cultures of the world, predominantly of darker complexions. This Namor is taking, and I forget what you said, Polynesian. This one is actually taking culture from, we're not taking, this is actually inspired by the Mayan culture.
Ooh.
Explains the headdress.
We see that in a lot of the garb that he's wearing, the jewelry and stuff like that. Yes.
Geometrical.
So, and good. Yeah. I'm
really good gumbo. I make a really good gumbo.
We are not ending on food. I already talked about this.
But yeah, so Hugh, I know you got some notes.
I think even though it's still not confirmed, the speculation points to a couple people, literally just two. And I think even though this trailer had a lot of heart, they could have waited. Mm-hmm. They did not have to. Like, I'm tired of seeing trailers. Don't show me anymore. Just show me the movie. This was a great trailer, but I'm like, just give it to me. Damn it. Like, all right, breathe. Or, you know, recast it and have me do the whole thing, whatever. One or the other.
I know, right? QB for Panther.
If I don't get to play Killmonger. Bruh, give me like ancient, like, you know, ancient Black Panther or some shit. Anyway,
you can put me as a double wide refrigerator and just put me in the back somewhere.
What the hell? I oughta hit you, smoke.
I will be appliances. In the go out of me in the movie.
This is not
put
like
me as appliances. I won't.
She reflected back on like kids' productions of every play ever.
Wait till we get off of this podcast. But
Oh, he froze.
He definitely froze.
All right. So, Hugh, Yeah, y'all froze too. So this is all kinds of. We're gonna have to look
it
into
is,
that.
What it is.
Skype. You're gonna have to hit us up again. Hugh, let's go ahead and speculate. Let's give the people what they've been waiting for. Let's put it out there. Who is the new Black Panther?
It's two people, and one of them is more than the other. Shuri.
Oh, well, okay. There's two Black Panthers. I could dig it.
Well, I think the other person that it could be. We brought this up. It's not the spy, but it's the head of the Dora Milaje. But it's Okoye. Okoye. But I almost called her captain, bro.
Don't get me started on Captain Marvel because she can go suck an egg.
No. Captain, because she's the general. The general, you know.
Oh, I thought you was talking about the girl that played Captain Marvel. She can go suck a fart. I don't like her.
You don't like the person? Oh.
Huh?
I love
Brie suck Larson. A fart.
The girl
hold on.
That plays
she's
Captain
a little,
Marvel.
Yeah, Brie Larson. She's kind of arrogant, but I like it. I mean, you believe
like,
in yourself
you
that much.
Come in like you. No, you can't believe in yourself that much. They knew you knew to this. They true to this. You can't. Nah, you don't come in acting like you own shit.
Bruh.
Okay,
we don't know what happened during that time that she was not on Earth. She's out there, but we'll talk about that another day. My thing is, I used to think it was Okoye. Now I think it's Nakia. Because I'm with you on that two Black Panther theory. I think the main one is Shuri. That's the one we saw in the classic gold trim. And this new suit looks a little bit different, but with some of the same trim, I think it's Nakia. Black Panther with T'Challa's wife or girlfriend.
Spy.
Last time we saw him. Yes.
The number one spy.
Mm.
That would get her to come home. I mean.
I think it's that one. I mean, because she's also. I'm not saying that Shuri's not trained.
Oh, no. I heard him hand damn gauntlets, bro.
Yeah. Like those. But I think. Nakia, because she's had to go on so many undercover missions and do help liberate people of Africa from the regime and all that stuff. I think she's a little more adept at hand-to-hand combat than Shuri would be.
Sure.
You know what? Yeah.
But that's just my...
Are you right?
Shuri's not Ironheart, is she?
No, that is Riri Williams.
Thank you.
And she's fairly new. There's supposed to be a series in development for her. She kind of takes over she's the Tony Stark or the Iron Woman of Wakanda in this iteration of her. So I think that's pretty cool.
I need to watch Ms. Marvel.
Yeah, I still haven't watched it yet.
When I heard the power of the
change,
I started it, but I don't really like female characters. I don't like it. I'm having a hard time connecting with her.
Mm. Okay, I was going to ask why. Oh, try harder. Actually, I was having this conversation with Abby about She-Hulk and how it's not allowing the show to be a superhero show, and it's trying so hard and doing so much to show the plight of women, which is very important. But she's like, you're not really doing both. You're just doing the one.
Right. You need, if you're going to pick, like, it's so hard to connect with that one also. It's like, girl, I don't need to see Megan Thee Stallion and y'all dropping it like it's lukewarm in your office. I came to see action. I'm not feeling it. Like, when, nah.
I was not
compared to the other stuff they have dropped. I'm not feeling it.
I did not mind Megan Thee Stallion's entrance, but I thought it was because she didn't.
I thought it was done tastefully. I don't think it was that bad. Yeah, I actually okay. So we're here, but we're gonna save that for another podcast. Then we're gonna have
I'll try harder.
Indigo, I'm so sorry. I'm so used to calling you.
But I know what you're calling me, but I just ignore you.
Indigo, I'll try actually.
Just try as hard as you can. Love, don't
love to get you back on here.
Y'all just need to make me a permanent person.
Just we would, but our schedule's wonky. That's not something not fair to you.
That's your super light way of saying.
Because some days we'll all be able to go, and other days like today, we'll have a bunch of technical difficulties.
Yeah,
but yes. We would love to get you back on. We especially after just to talk about your personal experience with nerddom and anime, especially your favorite anime. When I got you into anime, outside of Dragon Ball Z, of course.
What is your favorite from the first time?
Hell. Oh, from my first time, Inuyasha really set it off for me.
I'm watching it now for the first time in order.
Dragon Ball Z is what, because my brother was watching it, so we grew up watching that. And when I got older, because there was Shin Chan. Yeah.
I love Shin Chan.
Bro, hey, Shin Chan was that.
Then hey, it was one boy. Was he all right. Do y'all remember the anime that the boy got bit by something? He turned into like part robot.
Fooly Cooly.
Yeah.
Fooly Cooly. I couldn't remember the name. It was slipping me. So Inuyasha. I watch any and every anime.
You started with Fooly Cooly?
Yeah.
That's trippy. Good. Kudos to you. I would not have stuck with the genre. That would have been it.
It was just like. I don't know. As soon as it came on, I was like, what the hell is this? I'm out of here. What's going on? What are we doing?
I loved it. I binged it. I have all the books. I haven't seen the new series, but whatever. It's good. I'm sorry. We could do this later, but
one thing I can't jump into is One Punch Man, because I feel like that is like the story of my life. That dude is so fucking depressing. It just be like, bro, what are we doing? You're making me depressed because you just walk around like, life doesn't matter. Let me go beat somebody up.
Let me cut my coupons.
Right. Like the mundane existence. Like he don't want to live, but he just got to be here. So that's hard to get into.
Yeah. But we definitely going to have to get you back on. We extended a little bit past our time limit, which is not too bad.
I'm so sorry. In case you don't hear some of these pieces, I do cut out things and I save them for clips for later. So if like that last conversation is not in here, don't sweat it. It's not because I was trying to eliminate it. It's just it didn't fit. So for this, it'll be used later. That's all.
Oh, you're fine.
Sorry.
I know how editing works. You're totally fine.
But ladies and gentlemen, we thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Dope Nerds Podcast. It's super dope. It was super dope to be back with you guys again. And it's also super dope to have my little sister on here with me for the first time. And of course, my brothers, as always, these guys are awesome. They definitely allow me to flourish and everything. So, and they help make this podcast exactly what it is and take it up a notch. There's somebody that wants to say hi real quick because he's standing there. Go ahead. Say what's up, dude.
Hi.
Hey.
What's your name?
Quincy.
And that's little Quincy.
QJ in the building.
Yeah. QJ is
here. One last thing before you sign out. I posted the video that I took at your house about your nerd wall and have been attacked.
Oh, yeah.
All of your toys and not actually
figures. Oh no!
Mink. And it got more views for that backup page in the first 10 minutes of it being posted than I normally get, because it's a smaller page that I have. And they was like, actually, they're not toys. They're action figures. And I was like, damn.
I told you. I corrected you off camera.
You did, and I said the same thing all over again. Said it anyways. But they love the Nerd Wall.
Oh, thank you. That's pretty dope, man. These guys have one, as you see behind Hugh. He has some of his Funko Pop collection. He has way more than that.
I need to get a nerd corner. I want a nerd corner. Put nerd shit up.
That's a whole room. It starts in a corner. It always starts in a corner.
Yeah. It started in this corner right here with just that. And then this whole room will be... They're not going to be eating dinner in here anyway.
He's installing doors with locks.
Right, just eat outside.
But, ladies and gentlemen, Pew, with the info of where to keep up with the latest. Not really, because we haven't really been.
This man is crazy. Our nerd forecast presents us the fall season. Of course, Halloween is approaching. Hopefully, we can get something in. And if not, you'll definitely see posts from, of course, the family tradition. Q's family always cosplays. It's beautiful. There's a wall of photos in their home from every year, and I can't wait to see this year. So you'll definitely see some of those, and you'll see it, of course, on our Facebook page, which is The Dope Nerds Podcast Official. And, of course, we have that's our fan page, and we also have the Dope Nerds Podcast Official group page. You can participate in conversations with us, comment, like, share your family photos as well during Halloween or whenever you like. We also have a Twitter, which is nerds_dope or nerd_dope, which is our backup. And of course, we also have our Instagram, which is starting to blow up a little bit more, but it is the Dope Nerds Podcast. No, the Dope Nerds _podcast for the Instagram. Got it right this time. They always give me hell. I always mess it up. And then we have... Did I mess it up?
No, I'm technical difficulties again.
Oh, it took a second. Okay. But definitely hit us up on these handles. We'll definitely get back to you as soon as we can. Our TikTok has not been touched because of me, because I forgot that I logged in on a separate device, and I have to find a way to log back in. That's a long story, but we have lots of skits that we've been writing out and trying to plan for y'all as well, so stay tuned. Irv usually is here, and he'll just say, you know how it is. You know what we do. Bring you the dopest content around. get out of here, boy. You know how it is. We bring the dopest content ever. I'm going to throw it over to our host, the man, the myth, the legend, Q.
And I'm still having technical difficulties. Thank you, Hugh. I appreciate you, my brother. And that's Hugh, your friendly neighborhood group that is a citrus tree actor. I saw that on your Instagram bio, bro, and let me just shout him out. It's the.hubie, and I love that part of that. So, ladies and gentlemen,
I can't believe it. On his exit, he froze.
You should definitely be a voice actor while he still froze. Hey!
Next time on The Dope Nerds.
Y'all ain't get none of that?
No, bro, it froze. You said...
No, you froze.
Oh, Jesus.
You took air, and it went away.
Come on, Skype. I gave you props in the beginning.
I got it.
He gone again.
As always, thanks for tuning in. You know, we do what we can. Can't wait to see y'all on... no, don't. We want to see him there. That's the end. That's the end of the trip.
It was super dope to have. Yeah. No, it's super dope to be kicking it with you guys again. And if y'all could just go follow my boy Hugh on his personal Instagram, which is the.hubie, and go look at that. If I was Groot, I'd be a citrus tree. That thing is so funny to me. Super crazy. I love it. And that's definitely his quirkiness. It was super dope to also have my baby sister on here and share in the nerddom, share in her hot takes, and, you know, finally get to see the behind the scenes of everything. Indigo, go ahead, shout out your Instagram, Facebook, whichever one you feel most comfortable sharing.
Now, y'all can follow me on TikTok, Chasing Indigo. I just post about
BTS. That is chasing.indigo.
Thank you. So y'all can go ahead and follow me there. I'll start letting off my more nerdy side, you know. We'll get into that. For black girls, black people can be nerds too. But thank y'all for having me. I certainly appreciate it. I had so big much facts. Fun. So much fun to connect with y'all on things that I love.
Yep.
He lagging. But thank you for being with us.
Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. Oh my God. I feel like they are messing with me right now.
Indigo, this never happens. We never have this much lag. I have no idea what's happening.
It's just because I'm here.
I can hear you guys.
Q, just do it, bro. Just end it. Go ahead.
You're moving. Okay, all right, cool. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Dope Nerds. And as always, they dope. Yeah!
Snicky Snake.